Hello?
Hi, is this the residence?
Yes, this is.
And is this Brian by any chance?
Yes, this is Brian. Who's this?
Hi, Brian. My name is Darvin Wood, and I'm with HGTV, the Home and Garden Television Network.
Yes, I do.
I thought you might know who we are, and guess what? We recently selected our grand prize winner for our $100,000 home renovation contest.
Okay.
And I'm gonna bet you can guess what I'm about to say.
No way. You're absolutely kidding me.
Way, 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 Brian.
Are you serious? Are you absolutely serious?
Yep, you and your wife Rebecca are the grand prize winners.
Oh my God. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Oh, this is
I am not kidding you at all. Out of the thousands and thousands of entries, we picked yours. Congratulations, my friend.
Oh my God, I can't believe this. Oh my, finally. All right, oh my God, sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. Hey, man, the good news, too, is we already have a date when we can get you started.
I cannot believe that this is happening right now. Yeah, let me, hold on. I don't know, let me find a pen.
Okay.
Jesus, hold on. Oh my God, I cannot. I mean, you can never find a pen when you really need one, you know what I mean? Oh God.
I know, yeah. I feel you on that one.
Yeah, hold on. One second. Okay, I got it.
Okay. All right. You ready? Here we go. Write this date down. It's when you're going to have your $100,000 home renovation. You ready?
Yes. Oh, man, I'm so ready.
Okay. March 19th, 2043. Your dreams are going to come true.
March. Wait, yeah, did you say 2043?
Yeah, March of 2043, we're going to be out there and we're going to get everything taken care of.
You mean, okay, but 2043?
I know. If you've watched our station recently, we are running a lot of contests, so the crew is a little bit backed up, but we'll get around to it, trust me.
That's more than just a little backed up. That's 20 plus years
Right,
from
right.
now.
Well, hey, you got to look at it this way, though. House styles are bound to change in that time, and you never know what type of new technology will be created by then. Who knows? Your house might be hovering or something. That'd be pretty sweet.
So I don't want it 20 years from now. I want it now. Is there any way that you can, fit us in within the next year, in the next 2 years? I mean,
Unfortunately, I even pulled some strings to get it done by 2043.
you pulled strings to get it done by 2043?
Yeah, they wanted it in 2047, and I pushed hard for you guys. I said, no way am I delivering this prize and telling them they have to wait till 2047. So we decided on 2043.
I'm gonna be freaking old by then.
Yeah, well, aren't we all, Brian? Aren't we all? That's why I'm gonna have to email you some contact of people here at the station, because I probably won't be here by then. I mean, I may have moved on to a different job, or I might even be dead. You never know.
Oh my
So
God.
I'm gonna send you a bunch of contact information. You're gonna need to keep staying on top of things, until it happens.
I'm gonna need to stay on top of things for the next 20 years for you guys to come renovate a house that may that you know I don't even know if the house is gonna be here. The reason I contacted was because I desperately need a renovation.
Yeah, and you're gonna get those. It's just gonna be a little bit of a wait.
It's like I finally win, and you're saying that I have to wait decades into the future to actually claim the prize? This is ridiculous.
Well, yeah, and I can tell that you're a little upset. Probably a bad time for me to bring up the taxes, right?
What do you even mean about taxes?
Well, with any big prize, you have to pay taxes. So in order to claim this prize, you're gonna have to pay taxes on that house right now so that I can
No,
send
no,
you the
no, no, no,
form.
no, no. What are you talking about? I'm gonna have to pay taxes now?
Right, yeah, you have to pay taxes on that $100,000. But it's fine.
I just want to get this clear. I'm gonna give you cash right now, and then you're gonna hold on to that cash for 20-something years, and then you're gonna promise me a renovation.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on over here?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So when do you want to get that all settled? I can take a credit card payment right now,
Oh,
or
absolutely not. You got to be absolutely out of your mind.
okay, so you want to write a check? That's fine too. I can give you the address.
I'm not just going to blankly write a check. I want you to give me more details about this so-called renovation that you're doing. I don't even believe it's a renovation. I believe this is a scam.
Well, it's more like a tap, really.
A what?
A tap, like a phone tap, like a prank phone call that you'd
What
get,
the
you
heck?
know?
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, well, this is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you. Your wife Rebecca set you up.
What?
It's a joke. She said that you filled out a form for a home renovation contest and she wanted to play a joke on you.
Oh my God, you gotta be kidding me.
No, dude, I'm not kidding you. 2043 was going to be a great year for you, but I guess you don't want the prize, huh?
Oh, my God. When you said I had to pay taxes, I almost lost it.
Oh, well, you still do have to pay taxes on this prank phone call. Yeah, I don't work for free.
Oh, I got to pay taxes on the phone call.